This is Wade Brensky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Boomers and Gen Z, to the rescue. In facing off against repression and standing firm against growing autocracy in one place or another, there's a weird and powerful de facto alliance taking shape that's worth learning more about. Boomers and Gen Z are at the front lines. With the caveat that any survey that is more self-selected than random, The Economist reported a scholarly effort by several researchers at the American University on protesters. They polled 7,500 people who signed up for the Free America Walkout, a national protest that took place on January 20th. Here's what they found. 84% of respondents were female, three-quarters were college-educated, and the median age was 71. Some 99% of these aging boomers said they were supporting nonviolent civil disobedience, and 65% of them said they would be willing to take part themselves. This conservative journal notes that Republicans have absolutely noticed this phenomenon. They have a name for it, offals, for affluent white female urban liberals. These children of the 60s and veterans of civil rights, anti-war protests, women's marches, and the beginning of the environmental movement aren't through yet and seem more than willing to make another stand. Perhaps not the last. They have the time, and many of them are still fueled by raging fire at injustice. A quick tour of my own Facebook feeds, this cohort finds this cohort with picket signs on street corners, delivering food to immigrants and more. I'm not as familiar with these offals, but the gray heads seem to have the time and energy to still kick it up and stand and be counted. Median age 71? That's just crazy. They aren't alone. Gen Z takes some beating in the press and within the business community, but when you look at the faces in the crowd, as you would expect, there are a lot of young faces. Gen Z has a better record on the front lines around the world than it has in North America. They brought down governments in Kenya, Nepal, Madagascar, and Bangladesh. They rallied against corruption in Nigeria. Police killing brought them out in Indonesia. It takes a lot of kindling before they flame, but when the spark is right, they have become a powerful force in some countries. I'm not clear what their influences might be. They are different than the movements of the 60s and 70s, for sure. I was sent a picture from the front lines in Minneapolis, which has shown up around the world, where a young man was raising the straw hat flag, representing the fictional Jolly Roger of the Straw Hat Pirates from the anime One Piece, featuring a skull-wearing Monkey D. Luffy's signature straw hat. All of this, for Gen Z, represents freedom, camaraderie, and resistance against oppressive, corrupt, and authoritarian systems. Sounds familiar? I guess so. It's a statement of our times. Maybe I'm the one grasping at straws. Nonetheless, put these two generations together, and they have proven in many places they can rock governments to their core and force change. We may not have that all together, but we need this alliance now, and it might just be coming together as the Minneapolis model, forged from experiences in Los Angeles and Chicago, takes hold in our cities. This is Wade Brensky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.